The Middle East would seem like the wrong place for a satirical newspaper, but that didn't stop the creators of El Koshari Today. That's Egypt's newest satirical online newspaper. It's named after one of the country's national dishes. Koshari is made with rice, macaroni, lentils, chickpeas, fried onions, and tomato sauce. Reporter Julia Simon went out for Koshari in downtown Cairo with the paper's staff and sent us this report.
I met the three writers of El Koshari Today, also known as Egypt's most reliable news source, at Egypt's most reliable and most famous Koshari restaurant, Abu Tarek.
The one and only branch in all of Egypt on this side of the universe.
As it clearly says, we do not have any other branches.
Great. So shall we show you order?
Yes, let's do it.
Great.
All right.
We went upstairs and sat down, and immediately the waiter came to take our order.
What did you just
ask him?
To bring us extra fried onions, my personal favorite, and what I represent.
That's Ward Zayada, but that isn't his real name. The writers of El Koshari Today keep their identities hidden using pseudonyms based on different parts of koshari, a dish that includes macaroni, rice, lentils, chickpeas, tomato sauce, and fried onions.
I'm Ward Zayada, which literally means extra flowers. And it's what you say when you're referring to extra fried onions when you order any koshari.
I'm Super Lux. Super Lux is super luxury or super deluxe, which is the largest size that you can get at a koshari shop.
I'm Macarona, which is pretty self-explanatory. It just refers to the macaroni inside a koshari meal.
Less than 2 minutes after we order, our heaping plates of koshari arrive. Macarona takes a bite.
How is it?
Sometimes it's amazing, and sometimes it's unbelievable.
Mm,
it's unbelievable.
Ward Zayada, Super Lux, and Macarona are in their mid-20s. They met in fourth grade in their private school in Cairo, and they each attended college overseas. When they founded their online satirical paper in October 2009, they decided to call it El Koshari Today, both because koshari is their favorite dish, and because, as Super Lux explains, there's a deeper significance to the name.
Yeah, just a great mix of ingredients and filling and satisfying in a way that other foods are not. But, you know, there's a mix of different articles. It's something that satisfies our need to laugh and our need for humor.
At the website design company where Ward Zayada works, they all have day jobs. I asked them why they write in English. Macarona says it's partly for the same reason they keep their identities hidden.
In Egypt, things can be generally quite unpredictable, and we felt that, at least starting with English, you tend to be sort of below the government radar in terms of censorship or whatnot.
But writing in English also significantly reduces El Koshari Today's audience. In a country where over 20% of the population is illiterate, the only people who read English are Egypt's small upper class. Ward Zayada says that the choice to write for this elite intelligentsia was deliberate, as they hold much of the country's power.
I'm hopeful the working class would take us forward. It is still important to have kind of the elite kind of on our side and make them think about things, and that will help us also facilitate maybe the revolution one way or the other.
The staff of El Koshari Today has a mission. They use satire to raise awareness of key issues plaguing Egypt, including political tyranny, women's rights, class divisions, and the horrendous traffic. Macarona gave me an example of a story he wrote, titled New Law, Egyptian Brides Without Hymens to be Returned for a Refund.
Because in Egyptian society, the hymen is highly, you know, valued, I suppose, in the sense of when you get married, you know, if your wife is not a virgin, it's like, oh, there's trouble. And that article was basically poking fun at that obsession with an organ that is really has nothing to do with what a person is.
Readers have expressed mixed reviews about articles like that, but with more than 3,200 Facebook fans and up to 1,500 visits a day, the El Koshari Today team feels that their pet project is filling a critical niche in the Egyptian media market. Entertaining news that knows no boundaries. Well, except maybe the military.
You are not allowed by law to talk about the military, and so it's not worth it.
Why is it not worth it?
Because we will be in jail. put in jail.
We also like to hope to continue with the project, so we don't. Yeah,
and there's very limited internet access from jail, so we don't want to. Go into jail.
I don't know if they have Wi-Fi there.
Yeah, I don't think they have Wi-Fi. They're probably still on dial-up. I don't want to do this.
But I think just
so long as Macarona, Warzeada, and Superlux have an internet connection, they'll keep publishing their satirical stories. And if they get hungry, they have a go-to meal. For the world, I'm Julia Simon, Cairo.
We have a link to the latest issue of El Koshery today at theworld.org.